Larkin is hoping to continue the amazing run the South Aussies are having, hoping for another Group 1 with Bella Vella. Good morning, Will. How are you, mate?
Morning. Well, thank you.
Now, I know David Jolly's a part owner in Bella Vella. Is he told you he doesn't do anything other than win Group 1s these days?
Yeah, well, I hope some of his luck rubs off on us as well. So it has been lately. I hope it continues.
How is Bella Vella?
Absolutely fantastic. She trained on from that last run perfectly. Did a light jump out Tuesday week ago, and then a serious piece of work on Monday morning to clean her out and get her to peak fitness. And I believe that we're going to get her there as good as we can get her.
And has she travelled overnight and just arrived?
She arrived this morning in Ballarat, and she's travelled really well. Such a pride going across there now. She doesn't expend any energy, and the temperature was exactly the same as when she left Morphville. It was when she arrived at Ballarat, so she's in that late order.
She handles all conditions, but would you rather see a bit of rain or try and keep it in the good range for tomorrow night?
Well, I suppose the huge negative she's got to attend with is the barrier. Anyway, I look at it, it's bad for her. Just that if the rain does come, that inside protection will most probably chop out. She'll be on the inferior ground. Maybe that'll make it easier for her to find a bit of luck and stay right hard up against the fence. But if the rain doesn't come and it plays even and they don't go that hard, she might be in behind them. And, she does like a bit of clear air. She'd rather be a little bit wider than stuck in behind them.
Okay, so you wouldn't really need to give any instructions to Jamie Carr, but ideally, would you like to try and get off the fence? Because she is a filly that shows good speed.
Yes, she is nothing. I don't think will lead Pippi, or if they did, they'll be going very fast. We won't be trying to get into any speed war there, so we will most probably end up behind her in the run. And look, if anyone's going to extricate from her position at the moment, it's Jamie Carr. No one's riding better in Australia.
She's a Group 1 winner, but it's probably arguably the strongest race she's contested. What do you make of the opposition and how you think she'll end up going?
A huge respect for them. I think she's going to have to obviously go a career best to win the race, especially given she's going to have a lot of luck go her way. I've got her in a terrific order. She's a mare that's in great form and they continue to run well. She's going to have to go forward from her first up win, that's for sure, to be in the finish. But I can see her running really well. I'm not sure where that puts her, providing that she can get some luck in running, like I've said.
If she wins the Group 1 tomorrow night, every good South Australian sprinter gets a slot in the Everest. Will you put your hand up?
Oh, look, we'll tackle that question after we win the race. This has been set for her grand final. And I've really keyed her down for this. She's the sprinters we're going to get her. So if she can beat these horses tomorrow night, she most probably does deserve to have a think about it. But let's just think about getting past that. I've got huge respect for the opposition, and I understand that she does need to improve. Most probably go a career best to win.
Well, do you think she can do it?
I do. I think that she can. She can really. She's just trained on so well. I've sort of so many times that it's such an even race. You can have five or six picks, and I think you still wouldn't pick the winner. It is going to be such a great race to watch because it is so even and there is no standout.
Where will you and the team be watching tomorrow night?
I think I'm going to watch it at home by myself with my family.
Yep.
I'll be a little bit tully, I think. So, and we'll be up early for track work, win, lose, or draw. So, I'll be at home. It's home walking the box.
No doubt about that. Will you have a nerve tester earlier in the night? Will Be My Star run at the Valley tomorrow night or Caulfield on Saturday?
Still debating that. There's most probably a better winning chance at Caulfield than Mooney Valley, but I did want to kick her off over a slightly shorter trip than the 1100. She's just extremely fresh and I don't want her overdoing it in a small field, so I've got to put my thinking cap on today and work out where I'm going to run her. But she's in terrific form. I think that she's come up better than she has before, and I think that she'll obtain some black type over our carnival.
And a couple of nice chances back at home on Saturday. Have you got a winner for the RSN listeners?
I think my best chance going into the weekend will be Be My Star if we run her at Caulfield.
Yep.
But the horse in Adelaide, Pastoral, is coming up terrifically, but he has got a huge amount of weight and he was doing things wrong, so he'd be ridden very conservatively. And I can see him getting in a sort of average spot, but it's a good kick-off point for him, and I look to get him back to the Valley on Manikato night in the Open Handicap. He won there last year, so it's a good spot to start him. And old Silver Hawk, he's drawn another sticky gate, so I think I'll withdraw him.
All right. Well, the South Aussies are absolutely airborne at the moment. We look forward to seeing Bella Vella at the Valley tomorrow night.
Thanks very much.
Will Clark and the